It's back to rally mode for campaign 2012 after last night's lively vice presidential debate between Vice President Joe Biden and Republican rival Paul Ryan in Kentucky. Biden's trying to woo young voters at the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse now, while Ryan is campaigning in Ohio.
But it was during last night's high-energy debate that we saw Biden and Ryan spar over a whole bunch of topics. Joining us to talk about it, Gwen Ifill, moderator of Washington Week. Hiya, Gwen.
I'm great.
And good. It was a much different debate between the vice presidential candidates than between the big guns.
It really was. I have to say, when I came away from it, I thought to myself, well, that was interesting. There was a lot of, you know, laughing and talking over each other and engagement. It was a true debate. But in the end, I stepped back and realized they both came to this debate with the same goal, which was to paint the other guy as unreliable. You know, I moderated two of these vice presidential debates, and the key is that well, you're looking at them and they're not the main guy. They're not the person you're actually going to cast a vote for. So they have a different role when they debate, and it's to try to carry the water for the campaign. And so for the Obama campaign, they wanted Joe Biden to say, who are these people? They're not to be trusted. They flip-flop. Their numbers don't add up. And for the Ryan people, they had to come and say, they've had 4 years and what they say is not true and the things they tell you are not true. So they both had the same goal, both Biden and Ryan. They just approached it different ways.
Well, and you do have the unique perspective of having sat in that moderator's chair. These candidates were pressed clearly a little farther than they would have liked to have been pressed. Do you think that was a good thing for people watching at home?
Well, Martha Raddatz is a friend, and she's also a regular panelist on Washington Week, and I was not surprised at all by what she brought to it. She brought to it a reporter who spent made a dozen trips to war zones and spends a lot of time with troops and asking tough questions of generals. And so the idea of showing up at the debate and asking tough questions of vice presidential candidates probably didn't occur to her as a tough thing to do. But it was interesting watching the way they engaged with each other and the way she, I thought, politely and respectfully pressed them to be specific about the points they were making. And guided them ever so slightly away from the spin they had prepared. So it was fascinating to watch the entire exchange. I would say that the winner was Martha Raddatz.
Very good. Before we go, Gwen, the presidential debate is coming up quickly, and really that's going to be the main focus.
It really is. And in fact, last night in many important ways was just teeing up for that debate. The president entered last night's debate on the sidelines, of course, but he had to dig himself out of a hole he knows was of his own making and after his first performance. And so a lot of Democrats were holding their breath saying, oh no, has he lost the will to survive? And Joe Biden showed he had the will if the president didn't. And that sets the president up to come back. And for Mitt Romney, he had a lot of wind at his back. And he had a lot of people taking a second look at him after that first debate. And now what Paul Ryan had to do was make sure he didn't lose that wind and that gust was carrying him into the next debate next week at Hofstra. So we're going to wait and see the next shoe drop. It's like a soap opera.
As always.
Always. Thanks.
Thank you, Gwen. Washington Week with Gwen Ifill and National Journal airs tonight at 8 on TV 26.